You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here live at Eisenhower High School. It's going to be a full day. We do the show here. We're moving on to ADM this morning, take a tour of the trading floor and a meeting with their executives, and then lunch at MacArthur High School with about 160 community leaders who are coming out. And then we're off to Harristown to see the top-end science portion of all of this agribusiness that we've been talking about all morning. This all started with a conversation that I had with Howard Buffett a number of months ago, and I had no idea about anything with Omaha, Nebraska. Obviously, I knew the Buffett family was originally from Omaha. But then Howard told me about his son, Howie, getting involved with the William Jennings Bryan High School in Omaha. And one of the conversations that Howard and I had said, well, you know, you should really go out and meet with those folks and see what they're doing out there. And we did last fall, and it's our great pleasure to have them with us here live. Welcome to Decatur, first of all. It's great to see you guys again. And Robert, you know, I think when I first called you, you probably had no idea what the hell I was talking about. But Robert Aranda, who's the principal of the high school, I called and said, hey, we're friends of the Buffetts, and we want to come out and see you. Do you remember that?
I remember that like yesterday. It's, you know, they're just good people, the Buffetts.
They really are. And how did you first get involved with the Buffett Foundation?
You know, the Buffett Foundation, we constantly work with them through Omaha Public Schools. But in general, with our school, there was talk about starting an urban agro program and starting as a career academy. And we had initial conversations. And They came up front and said, hey, we have some money we need to start. And we're like, oh, can you give us about a year, 2 years to think about this so we can do it the right way? But we started in about 4 months. So we had a jump start.
Yeah, but sometimes that's okay. You know, but one of the great things, you guys were so forthright with us, was like, stuff you've learned, if you could do it over, what would you do? And we got to spend the entire day there and meet your staff. And Mary was such a big part of that. Thank you again for the hospitality, and we hope we can show some of that in return today. So we got a busy day here today. Are you excited about learning some new stuff?
Absolutely. We'd love to get out and see different places, see different schools and their programs.
Now, Mary is the curriculum specialist, and with us is also Gabriella, who's a career academy counselor with the Bryan High School. Now, let's talk about the success you had. When you first started, you told me on the phone, I remember I was sitting on my patio talking to you, and you said you didn't really know what to expect year one as far as kid participation.
We did not. I'm from small town southern New Mexico, so I'm from a land-grant university, New Mexico State University, so agriculture is dear to me. We thought we were gonna have zero people. We thought we were gonna have to force kids to join this. And the first time we ran it and started recruiting kids, we had about over 120 kids. And the team came up and said, Rhonda, we're going to have to make this bigger. I said, no, we got to start small, and then we'll build.
Right.
We'll build.
So but no FFA chapter to begin with, right?
No,
you guys literally started from scratch.
Scratch, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have the largest FFA chapter in all of Nebraska, which is saying something, because Nebraska is a pretty big farm state.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was the biggest challenge in getting the kids involved? I mean, as far as getting them excited. What we have found here, and we're in this educational process of really sharing what it means, this huge umbrella of agribusiness and the jobs that are out there, the main thing people think is it's farming. And, you know, and what the education part of this is, well, okay, that's less than 2%, you know, of the careers that are available in agribusiness. What was your hardest selling point?
I would say exposure, just like you said, with getting over the stigma of the, you know, cows and plows.
Yes.
And that's still a hurdle that we face with our kids today when we're trying to recruit new kids into the academy each year, is just exposing them to all the different careers that are in agriculture. And it's pretty amazing that you see the looks on the kids' faces when we take them out of the community and expose them to all the different careers, that they're realizing, oh, it's just not about that. And, you know, 1 in 3 jobs in the state of Nebraska are related to agriculture, and we really emphasize that there is definitely potential in that field.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, that was one of the reasons why we wanted to come see you, because clearly you guys have done this and done it the right way and then learned all the lessons along the way, and, you know, what can we learn from that? But more importantly, was this is a large sort of, you know, urban, you know, school district, you know, with the same sort of makeup of kids. And I think that there's this built-in bias that we have. I don't even know if that we realize we have it, that it's something like, well, that won't work there. Well, why won't it? I mean, you're talking about tens of thousands of jobs. The number one job provider in the state of Illinois is agribusiness, right? It's not going anywhere. We're going to grow food and eat food for all time. So why wouldn't we want to be pointing these kids towards that path?
And that's a relevance, right? I mean, it's relevant people. I mean, every day you're affected by agriculture three times, at least three times, morning, lunch,
and dinner.
And
yeah,
dinner.
Yes.
At least.
At least.
Know? So that's our big, it's so important, you know. Ag is dear. It's.
And our teachers do a good job, I think, of tying whatever the student interest is with their career path back to agriculture, because almost any type of career that a student will come up to say, I want to go into social work or therapy. Well, guess what? There's sensory gardens out there or animal therapy that,
absolutely,
that, you know, that all goes back to agriculture. So our team does a really good job, but we can almost relate every single career that a student is interested in back to agriculture.
Gabrielle, as a career academy counselor, you know, how important, I mean, sometimes in public education, you know, like any large thing, I think we get institutionalized, right? I mean, this is sort of the way we do it. We don't want change, you know, and you have a little bit of that. How do you take it upon yourself and the people you work with to get these kids excited about this program?
We really talk a lot about transferable skills.
Okay.
What you're learning here, even if it doesn't have a direct connection to what you want to do in the future, you can take whatever skills we're practicing here and use it anywhere.
That's exactly right. We were just visiting with Nicole Bateman, who was with us, you guys will meet today, who was out on our trip to Omaha. Mm-hmm. You know, she graduated from the ACES school, you know, at the University of Illinois. She doesn't technically work in agribusiness, but every skill she learned in FFA mm-hmm. and throughout her education has now, you know, she's leading up the efforts for economic development in our mm-hmm. community. And I meet these FFA kids, and it doesn't matter, you know, we had the Chicago Ag High School come mm-hmm. down and visit with our junior high kids who are going to be freshmen, you know, next year. Every single one of them, there's something about that corduroy coat. I don't know what it is, but that jacket, you know, generally those kids are head and shoulders above everybody else.
I have to agree 100%, and I think when we added that component of FFA, that's just the leadership right there, that soft skills that nobody can take away from our kids. And we have kids who are super shy starting off this program, and by the time they're seniors, they're winning state awards in the speech competition, et cetera.
Yeah, all right. We stick tight, guys. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back, and we're going to bring Rhett into the program. He was also a biology and plant science instructor at Bryan.
I'm running because I am mad as hell.
Calkins is angry because families in Illinois are being mistreated by our government. Calkins has given his life to service, 22 years in the Army, decades more serving seniors and disabled persons in long-term care facilities. Dan Calkins protects people from predators, always has, and he doesn't need anything in return but your vote.
I'm also not going to take a paycheck or take the health care or take the retirement program. I am going as a public servant, not looking for a job.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
Committee to elect Butts for sheriff.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
Update your home with beautiful custom cabinets from Dura Supreme. Our complimentary custom design includes pricing and renderings to keep you within budget. And with a broad selection of woods and colors to choose from, you can have it all.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
Hi, this is Chapin Rose. For over a decade, Sammy Anderson served our community. She's chaired the Champaign County Bar Association's Family Law Section, and she's given generously of her time to our veterans coming back from war. Sammy believes that a judge, above all else, should uphold our Constitution. I have confidence that Sammy Anderson's professional and personal experience make her a great candidate to serve as our circuit judge. Sammy Anderson's been dedicated to our community. She is my vote for circuit judge on March 20th, and I'd respectfully ask that you consider her as well.
I'm Mike Metzler. I've got 38 years of local law enforcement experience. My friend Sammy Anderson is a proven advocate for those who serve and those without a strong voice, an effective litigator across the broad spectrum of the law, and a dedicated leader in our community. I was proud to have cast my early vote in the Republican primary for Sammy Anderson. Sammy Anderson will bring honesty, integrity, compassion, and a humble heart to the bench.
I am Sammy Anderson, and I would like to personally ask for your vote on March 20th.
Paid for by Friends of Sammy Anderson.
My name is April Kostinski, and I would like to be your next Macon County Treasurer. My values of dedication, commitment, and compassion are what this important position needs. I have the education, experience, and skills to be an effective and efficient steward of your tax dollars. So when you go to vote in the Democratic primary on March 20th, vote for April Kostinski, a new generation to treasure.
Paid for by Friends of April Kostinski.
What if you could take charge of your future by reimagining what it means to earn a degree? What if you could be the one who defines what it means to be successful? Millikan University has built an environment where students take learning out of the classroom and into real-world experiences. It's exciting. It's innovative. And with a 99% graduate success rate, the results are amazing. Make it Millikan and apply today. Learn more at millikan.edu.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Today it's all about the Duane Andreas Ag Academy and the FFA program with District 61. We're starting our day here at Eisenhower High School. What do you guys think of the high school? We got our friends from Omaha, Nebraska with us.
You know what? In the morning, exactly like our kids. You know, I could say that's little Robert there. That's picking out. That would be this kid.
Robert Aranda, who's the principal of Bryan High School. We also have Mary Miller, who was so kind to us in the fall when we spent the day in Omaha, the curriculum specialist with Bryan High School. And Rhett Worst joins us. He is a biology and plant science instructor. Now, I imagine when you introduce yourself, people go, oh, my God, plant biology, right? You make it exciting and fun, though.
Yeah, I think so. The kids seem to really like approaching science with the career connections and not just the traditional way of teaching, the scientific method, and some of the more intense research topics.
I would say we got to visit some of the classes, and we got to watch the teachers in action and how fun they were and how interactive. You've got a hydroponic pod out in front of your high school. How cool is that?
Oh, it's been awesome. The kids get really excited to get out there and get their hands dirty and be hands-on.
Yeah. So when you're out there, you're thinking about, you're teaching these kids, inspiring them to be whatever they want to be, but realizing there's real-world careers at the end of this, right? I mean, it's not putting I often say, I think in education sometimes we try to put a square peg into a round hole. I mean, this is square peg, mm-hmm. square hole. These are real career opportunities.
Oh, yeah, there's something for everybody. There's not a single kid that we've come across that we haven't been able to direct towards something that suits their skill set and that has jobs available in the area. So,
now, how important is it to get the right teachers in the classroom?
Very.
Right. I mean, they have to own it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We just hired two new educators. You know, they're graduating, you know, this May. And one's from the University of Illinois, one's from the University of Kentucky, and they're going to be, you know, the point people at these two high schools. That's key and essential to making this successful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they do all the magic.
Yeah.
They do all the magic. And I guess as principal, your job is to advocate for their dreams and what they want to put into the classroom. So
you guys are doing a big renovation at your high school, right?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We'll be putting in a brand new greenhouse. And a couple of labs for Rhett, because right now he doesn't have a true science classroom. So those kids are going to go to the moon when they see what they're going to do for them.
Well, you know, we're so thrilled that you're here today. Now, it's not quite like a visit to the White House. As I was Googling my information, President Obama invited you, Michelle Obama, the First Lady, invited you to the White House. How cool experience was that?
That was awesome. And that was another one of our career academies for TDL.
Or the transportation, distribution, and logistics.
Correct.
Yeah, now that's important because that's a huge part of the ag industry.
Correct.
You know, if you look at ADM, you look at Tate & Lyle, you look at all the companies here, what they manufacture and create has to be transported somewhere.
Correct.
And so that's as big a part of this as anything, right? You guys had an incredible warehouse. I mean, you know, you're teaching forklift operators and all of those types of skills, which is pretty cool.
Right. And it's that wraparound. We build on the ag, but then you got to bring those wraparound areas to make it even more successful.
I think so, because ag's so big and it means so many things. Well, guys, we can't thank you enough for being here, and thank you for hosting us in the fall and being the inspiration behind all of this. Pretty amazing stuff. So we look forward to a great day today and continued success. All right. Not quite the White House, but we did our best. All right.
All right.
Good seeing you guys. We'll take one last break, wrapping things up from Eisenhower High School. Stay tuned. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got partly cloudy skies partly sunny skies, highs around 40 degrees. Then for tonight, expect partly cloudy skies and lows around 22. Wednesday, sunshine, highs near 47. And Thursday, sunny, highs near 52 degrees. It is currently 30 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Ms. Pelge, I want to place an ad for a new employee.
Now here's all you have to do. Click here.
Mm-hmm.
Click here.
Yep.
Now pick the location.
Now what?
Get ready for the phone to ring.
Wow, you are good.
It's not me. It's CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. With their resume access option, it's easy to zero in on that perfect employee.
Boy.
By the way, what position are you looking to fill?
Yours. Does that mean?
Funny, they just found me a much better job than this one. Friday will be my last day.
That's fair.
Thank you, CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Just let me
catch my breath.
See, I feel like I've gone as far as I can here.
Finding qualified employees is so hard.
Okay, Mrs. Flower, Mrs. Flower, please don't grovel. I set you up on CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. You can post as many jobs as you like for one low price.
Oh, why?
And with the resume access option, it's easy to zero in on the perfect employee.
You were the perfect employee.
Okay, I'm walking out now, Mrs. Flower. Let go. Please. CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Silicon.edu.
IL.org. The season for spring cleaning is here. Freshen up your finances with Busey. Review your budget, pay down debt, and get organized. With Bill Pay from Busey, see and pay all of your bills through eBank. Plus, the Busey mobile app puts your account at your fingertips. For additional resources to spring clean your finances, visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations today. Busey. Your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Hey, where did we go? We are back here on a Tuesday. Got an email from Dwayne.
Yes.
Dwayne McCoskey, who yeah. I love, who is Marquee.
He is. Such a good
He says, what an awesome program. I cannot wait for this to take off. Look at it this way. Good things come to those who wait. You know, Dr. Jennings at Western Illinois University would be a great contact for these kids also. I know that Professor Zimmerman has been looking at ways to get involved with Farm Progress. This could be even better. I know for a fact that ADM and John Deere are two of the biggest corporate sponsors of the supply chain program. I also know that Western has a strong ag program as well. Just another pipeline. That's exactly right,
That's
Dwayne.
Exactly
and
right.
Dr. Jennings will be with us next week. Lindsay, what day is that next week?
Hang on one second. I'll have to look back because we
like
were
the 22nd,
texting back.
I think.
Yeah, yeah, he was going to be in
something
town,
like
so.
That. And absolutely, supply chain management is all a part of this. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know, there's really not much in the real world, practical world of jobs that isn't a part of this Ag Academy.
No,
to be honest with you.
I mean, it translates across the board. Really
absolutely,
does.
But Dr. Jennings is great, and you're absolutely right, Dwayne. That you know, I know ADM had an intern from the Western Illinois program that saved them while interning at ADM $1 million a year in transportation costs.
Yes, he did. Yes, they did. It was impressive.
Think that kid had a job offer?
I think he had one right out of the box.
Yes, he did. So thanks, Dwayne. I appreciate it, and thanks for the feedback. So fun today, right?
It was a great morning. Well, a lot.
Going to be a great day.
Yeah, it is. You guys are going to have a ball.
I am.
I know.
We are.
I know.
Check out StartsWithAg.com,
mm-hmm.
and it starts with Ag on Facebook as well. Thanks to all of our guests today, and too numerous to mention all of them, but we had a great time here at Eisenhower High School, and thanks to Zach and all the folks who helped put all this together this morning. It was a wonderful time.
Can't say enough about the crew here at Eisenhower. They did a great job getting us ready to go and have been great hosts all morning long.
No doubt.
Yep.
That's it for us. If you missed any of the show today, podcast available courtesy of Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, available at Nowdecatur.com, the Nowdecatur app, Facebook or the iTunes store, wherever you get your podcast, all of those will be available shortly. We will see you tomorrow live at the YMCA for our big WSO YMCA challenge. Video's up now. First round with Kat was yesterday. A lot of fun. We'll be back tomorrow. See you then.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
WSOY News Time, 8:59. Congressman Rodney Davis held a press conference yesterday at the Macon County Sheriff's Office announcing a new piece of legislation to